Our next story takes us to the U.S.-Mexico border, to the Mexican city of Juarez, just across the border from Texas. That's where reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe met a man who's made it his mission to care for migrants in a very special way. As we'll hear, it involves something that plays both a practical and symbolic role in their journeys, their feet.
Arrancamos. Weeknights on AM radio, the voice of Jorge Gutierrez echoes across the border, where El Paso, Texas meets Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Muy buenas noches, les saluda su cuaderno doble raya Jorge Gutierrez, aquí desde Radio Guadalupana 1110.
Gutierrez calls himself El Pelón. He's the bald, blue-eyed host for a radio station run by the Catholic Diocese of Juarez. On it, Gutierrez invites local do-gooders to talk about their work. And he's a do-gooder, too. When he was 13, he volunteered to play the guitar to inmates at a Mexican jail. At the time, his own father was locked up for robbery. Gutierrez says the volunteer work made him feel closer to his dad.
Mi mamá nos enseñó siempre a servir a los demás.
My mother always pushed us to serve others. My Christian faith has also taught me to serve.
But Gutierrez's latest project is unlike any other. On a recent afternoon, he takes a tiny spray bottle and spritzes alcohol on the bruised toes of a woman who winces.
Esa es la que la trae lastimada.
Sí.
Okay.
We are in a tiny clinic inside a shelter for migrants run by the Juarez Diocese. The woman is from central Mexico. She spent 3 nights walking in the desert, got caught by the border patrol, and was sent back. That journey left her feet in bad shape. To ease her pain, Gutierrez puts on a pair of rubber gloves and prepares to massage them. First, he rubs olive oil between his palms. Gutierrez is trained in reflexology, so for the past year, he's put those skills to work at the migrant shelter, offering foot massages to its weary travelers. It's a gesture heavy with symbolism.
Los pies es clave en el trayecto del migrante. Los pies son los que...
A migrant's feet are key to her journey. If her feet are damaged, she will not get far.
At first, the migrants felt uneasy about his services.
The migrants were embarrassed. They worried that their feet smelled or that they had long toenails or calluses.
So Gutierrez started offering flip-flops as an incentive, and it worked.
Todo su trayecto no se quitan sus zapatos.
Throughout their journey, they rarely take off their shoes, which are sometimes boots. So the flip-flops are a relief, the chance to free their feet.
In April, Gutierrez took a ride on La Bestia, the infamous train Central Americans use to travel through Mexico. On the journey, he says he witnessed brutal attacks against migrants by thieves, gangsters, and even police. Now he can truly empathize with the people whose feet he massages.
Y muchos de ellos lo único que necesitan es ser escuchados.
For many of them, all they want is for someone to listen. They've spent so many hours in silence, watching their backs, seeing everyone as an enemy.
In the shelter, Gutierrez says the migrants finally feel safe. Sometimes they fall asleep during the massage. A few years ago, Gutierrez went through a divorce and a period of depression. Working with the migrants has taught him to be grateful again.
Cuando tú vienes aquí y miras a un migrante y ese migrante...
When you come here and see migrants who've been assaulted and kidnapped, they felt cold and hungered, your own problems pale in comparison.
Turns out the experience has been mutually therapeutic. For the world, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Monica's story was produced in association with Round Earth Media and reporter Imelda Robles Vasquez.